From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Monday said President Donald Trump has declared war on his country. The North Korean diplomat referred to the president's tweet, predicting our leadership will not last long. He said that gives his country the right to countermeasures, possibly including shooting down U.S. warplanes, even if they don't violate North Korean airspace. White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders denied the U.S. is at war with Pyongyang.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
In Washington Monday, South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-wha appealed to Washington to help the South manage North Korean tensions.
Indeed, it is very likely that North Korea will conduct further provocations. And under these circumstances, it is imperative that we, Korea and the United States, together manage the situation with astuteness and steadfastness in order to prevent the further escalation of tension.
She said there is still room for diplomacy, adding there cannot be another war on the Korean Peninsula. The consequences, she warned, would be devastating. A Zimbabwean pastor who's criticized government policy pleaded not guilty in a courtroom Monday to charges of trying to subvert the government. Ivan Mawarire faces a possible 20-year prison sentence. The trial follows his social media campaign of last year called #ThisFlag that urged citizens to speak out against the government's economic policies. Mawarire was arrested on Sunday by police after leaving his church's pulpit. His trial takes place against the backdrop of growing shortages in Zimbabwe of basic goods, including gasoline. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to brief members on the Security Council on the violence in Myanmar's western Rakhine State that's prompted more than 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. Monday, Myanmar's UN ambassador, Hao Do Swan, cautioned against using terms like atrocity, ethnic cleansing, or genocide.
The use of such terms should be considered only after there is solid evidence. Atrocities, ethnic cleansing, and genocide are very serious charges that require legal review and judicial determination. They should not be bandied about and used loosely.
In Myanmar, security forces claim to have unearthed the bodies of another 17 Hindu villagers it said were killed by Muslim insurgents. That brings to 45 the number discovered since Sunday. A spokesman for the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army denies it was responsible, insisting it doesn't target civilians. The U.S. State Department says it's deeply disappointed Iraqi Kurds held a referendum Monday on independence, warning it will increase instability. In the three provinces that voted, there was celebration after the polls closed. Large numbers of voters turned out to cast ballots in what is expected to be a lopsided yes vote. Sardar Shajil cast his ballot in Erbil. He said he feels as if a martyred brother has returned to life. Iraq has called the referendum unconstitutional. Turkey, with a large Kurdish minority, has refused to recognize it. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened to cut off the oil pipeline that sends Iraqi oil to the outside world. A Palestinian gunman killed three Israeli guards and wounded a fourth Tuesday in an attack on a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank. It comes a day after the UN Security Council was told that Israel is ignoring a resolution that demands an end to settlement activity. The Palestinian was shot dead. In eastern Syria, U.S.-backed rebels said Russia bombed their positions Monday in Deir ez-Zor province, in territory recently captured from Islamic State militants. One rebel was killed, two others were wounded. The Russian Defense Ministry has denied targeting elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Thousands have been evacuated from an erupting volcano on the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. An increase in activity at the Marano volcano has raised concern over a major eruption. A local official described ash, fire, stones, and lava being thrown out from the mouth of the volcano. President Donald Trump said the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico is in deep trouble after being hit by Hurricane Maria. The U.S. territory, with its massive debt, must also be dealt with. Mr. Trump tweeted its old electrical grid was devastated. Much of the island of 3.4 million has been destroyed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.